Hey everybody, welcome to the Lee Olson Show. My name is Lee Olson and I'm so glad you're here because today I've gotten something really special that I'm very excited to talk to you about. But why should you listen? Because today I'm going to help you become a better you. And it doesn't matter what job you do. It doesn't matter if you're a husband, a father, a brother, a son, maybe you're a mom, maybe you're a sister, a boss, maybe you're an employee. Someone out there is counting on you to be your very best. So today, I ask you, who is that person? Why would I do this? Well, I feel this is a gift that God gave me to share with you. As in 1 Peter 10 and 11, God has given each of you a gift from his great variety of spiritual gifts. Use them well to serve one another. Do you have a gift of speaking? Then speak as though God himself were speaking through you. Do you have the gift of helping others? Then do it with the strength and energy that God supplies. Then everything you do will bring glory to God through Jesus Christ. All the power and glory to him forever and ever. Amen. So I'm not trying to get churchy on you. I'm just saying all of us have a gift, a God-given gift. And this is mine, and I'm helping you find yours. So if you don't know what that is, it might not be what you think it is. So I don't care what your job description is. What I'm going to teach you today is I'm going to free up your time. I'm going to help you make more money, and I'm going to help you scale your business. I do not care what you do for a living. I guarantee you we're all cut from the same cloth. I believe that one way or another, we all sell our time to someone somewhere. What is your number one asset? What is all of our number one asset? It's our time, right? So I'm going to help you get more of it so you can spend more time with that person that we just talked about, that person that's dependent on you. We're going to make more time for that person. Or maybe it's just improving yourself. We're going to help you make more money. Not only make more, but to where you can keep more. Working is not the goal. Working is never the goal. I'm not wanting you to worship money, but it's a fact that we all need money to do the things we want to do. So want to make it as easy as possible with the least amount of effort and the least amount of expenses. So after that, I'm going to help you scale your business. I'm going to show you how to get good help. I'm going to show you how to keep good help. And I'm going to show you how to essentially make your business, make you be a machine that makes money without you. So with no more ado, we're going to kick right off into it. So getting into your time. So what I want you to think about is everybody I know in my industry, I'm a farrier, but it applies to everybody. Everybody I know in the horse world, especially, are you busy? They put such an emphasis on, are you busy? Well, yes, I guess that's important. None of us want to be poor. None of us want to be broke. But I think we put too much pressure on ourselves to be busy. So one time when I wanted to change my life quite a while ago. Anyway, my mentor, Grant Moon, one of the greatest farriers who's ever lived, lives in England, comes over and he's helping me. Well, he looks at my books and he says, well, what's your goal? I said, well, I'd like to get some big shoeing accounts. Cutting barns actually is what I wanted because there's a lot of profit in it, a lot of trims, all that. He said, well, where are you going to put it? You're completely full. You couldn't fit them in whether you had any time. So he said, these people, when they call, they're going to want in right away. So you need to be 80% full, never 100%. Then, okay, well, I can wrap my head around that. And he said, what's wrong with having a Friday off anyway? If nobody calls, 80% full, working Monday through Friday, what's wrong with taking Friday afternoon or whatever? Pretty good point. Around that time, I also transitioned from not working on Saturdays. And believe it or not, I know that doesn't sound like a big thing, but it's amazing how happier everybody is when you're not working weekends. So around that same time, my uncle or Dean, who is a stockbroker, or Dean Olson, retired now, very successful man. He was helping me organize my business. And he said, look, we all have the same business, right? We're all after the cream of the crop. We want the best clients we can, right? We're all looking for a book of business, essentially, right? And so are you. It doesn't matter what your job is. You're looking for business. Doesn't matter if you have one person that you work for or if you have a bunch of people that you work for. It's all the same. So your clientele is A, B, C, and D. Categorize it into A, B, C, and D, and then you cut the D's, he said. Just get rid of them. They take all your time and make the least amount of money. So they're holding the spot of good clients as long as you have them. So just get rid of them. Well, Grant Moon came along the same time and was saying his approach was always, no, just charge more. Just charge until you like them. Just charge until you're happy to work for them. I know that can sound difficult, but it does have merit though, because you'll never know who's going to stay and who's going to leave when you raise prices. So whatever's in the D category, I decided I was going to raise instead of firing them. And it worked out great. So really I did a little bit of both. You know, what ended up happening there is truly unexplainable. I ended up changing my business because when you raise the D's, I'm not talking about a 5% raise, not a 10%, like 20 to 40% should be more around 40, because one, you need them to really step up and be a high paying client or leave and make room for higher clients. But at the same time, new clients, you're going to charge them 40% more. So now what's the point in taking more clients if they're not good? It doesn't matter if you're busy or not. Unless you're starving, you need to create leverage there. Yes, you're charging new people more, but also you're giving the old clients a break. They're getting a pat on the back for being loyal. They're getting rewarded for staying with you. That's the way I look at it anyway. I don't like giving discounts because we're supposed to be going forward, not backward. But by not raising older clients' prices right away anyway, you're rewarding them for being good to you. So the thing that's a lot of people get lost on this though, is they think they can be the same person. They'll say, you can't charge that where I live. You can't do that where I live, or I can't do that. I can't charge that. Well, you might be right. You can't charge that. But you, if you changed your life, you sure could. So what I did is I wanted to get better. And I was charging $90 and $100 to shoe horses. Well, no one would pay me more. So I went to certification, farrier certification, so I could get certified so I could charge more. Well, it turned out I found out that I was not a very good horseshoe because I failed. And it really fired me up. And that fire still hasn't gone out today because I know now how dangerous it is to know what you, to not know what you don't know. Meaning you think you know everything, but you don't. So I really got into education. I backburnered team roping for several years. And when I picked my head up, I went to 11 clinics, in-person clinics the next year. And I went from $90 to $100 to $250 in 2.5 years or something like that. So these times with these economics are going nuts, right? Everybody wants to talk about high interest rates and high rates of return and all this, 10%, whatever. That's a 250% raise in 2 years. I don't care who you are. That's a pretty good bump. So the only way that happened is by educating myself. So I highly encourage you, the best investment on this planet is educating yourself, investing in yourself. Do you need something that makes your business better? Whether that's a truck or a tool or education, number one, is what it usually is. So don't be afraid to educate yourself, because that's the difference that it's going to take to get to where you can raise your prices, because you might be right. They won't pay you more. It's very rare that people just simply need to raise their prices. Usually you got to change some other stuff, but you might as well raise your prices too while you're at it. So that kind of takes care of the time and the money, because what we're going to do is with the A, B, C, and D, you're going to lose 25% of your business if everybody left. But it constantly amazes me on how many people don't leave, right? So now you get full again. You go through your books, A, B, C, and D, and you get it again. Raise the D's, raise the D's, raise the D's. Somebody shouldn't keep falling in the D's, but you don't organize it just on money. Life isn't just about money. It's about, do you enjoy working for them? Is there tips? Is there not tips as in money, but I mean like perks, like different things that make you smile, that make you want to work for them. Well, that's an A client. Do you go, oh man, I can't believe I got to go work for that person. That's a D. So sometimes no amount of money can get you there, but keep raising them. And it's amazing how they end up in a different category. And what I usually get asked when I teach this is, what if the C's talk to the D's? So I believe in being a good person. I believe in being good to people. But at the end of the day, this is a business. And would they feel bad if you were electrical contractor and you burnt their house down? Would they feel bad about coming after you or firing you? No, they wouldn't. What about if you're a horseshoer and you hot nailed their horse? You think you're going to still be employed? No, you're not. So it doesn't matter what your occupation is. If you drop the ball to them, it's just business. Love the guy, but gotta go. Gotta do something different. Love, sure love you. Thank you for everything you've done or whatever at the best. Why do they get to make business decisions, but you don't? Something to think about. All right, well, now let's move into scaling your business. Have you ever found yourself saying, good help is hard to find? Or, man, nowadays it sure is hard to find anybody that works like it back in my day or whatever, right? Well, it is true. It is a softer generation. Things are getting harder to find good people, and people need paid more too because the cost of living is so high and everything costs way more than it should now, right? Well, that comes down to us, and inflation affects all of us. So what are you going to do about it? This is an opportunity. You need to educate yourself, just like getting to charge more, right? But the thing is that I've met a lot of people that tell you, I can't find good help. There's just no more good help out there. A little personal evaluation in my experience goes a long way with that. Meaning, how do you treat them? How do you pay them? How do you educate them? One thing that really blew my mind is how differently people's needs are. Some people don't care about money. Me, whatever. Like, I can, as long as it's morally correct, like, I'll kind of do whatever if it pays a lot. Well, some people are not like that. Some people like time off. Some people like other benefits. So you really need to figure out what exactly is important with the people that you're trying to retain. So that's why I was talking about, we stopped working weekends, and that was a huge game changer, and it really boosted my morale and everybody that works for us. So what I ended up doing is Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. I know that's ridiculous. I get up at 4:30 in the morning to work out and do whatever I want to do, Bible study, Zoom calls. That's my time. That's how I make sure I get things done. But when it comes to work, we don't start to 8 because I want things to be normal business hours. You want to have a business? You got to run a clean business. So what I want you to do is I want you to think about, is my business easy to work for? That's the whole goal, right? So the next thing is, are you hiring the right people? You have to start off with the right people. Otherwise, you're just guaranteed failure. So what I look for is, I don't look for any skills at all. Actually, the less, the better, because I'd rather teach them my way. Then I don't have to explain why I need them to do it my way. They just do it my way because that's how they learn. So it's kind of like fencing. It's easier to just take off fencing with new fence than it is to tear down old fence and then build your new fence, right? So think about starting completely from square one. I believe that is huge, but there's some things that you're going to have to change in your program. And it does not matter what your occupation is, pretty much all the same. You get somebody young, they're not going to have a place to live. They're not going to have the money to get a place to live, right? So consider either paying for housing somewhere or putting a housing on your property like we have here. It's a huge perk for us. Our apprentices do our chores and it works out really great. So it goes two ways. They're getting housing, we're getting chores done. They're always here to help if we need anything. We take care of them. We also give them lunch every day so they never have to leave. So it makes things pretty easy. We also train them. It's a four-year apprenticeship program. How I did that is I ultimately modeled it after college. Also was influenced by the, don't know what you'd call it. In England, they have the fellowship of farriers over there, and it's illegal to shoe your own horse in England if you're not certified through their program, and you have to do all the book stuff, and then you have to be an apprentice for 4 years, be in school. It's very rigorous, and it's a great system. It'll never work here, mainly because any regulation is going to get shot down because whatever the government touches turns to a bunch of crap. So I doubt anybody lets that happen. But it doesn't matter in your industry if it's regulated or not. Bring in somebody young, teach them everything they're going to need to know, and then pay them. I pay $250 per week off the street, not knowing anything. And they don't get to do anything important. And then once they pass basic certification, it goes up to $500 a week. Then once they pass journeyman level, that goes up to $1,000 a week. And that's Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. I feel like that's pretty good hours for an apprenticeship program. You're ultimately getting paid college, free housing, and we have a locked gate, safe. There's a whole lot of safety that comes with that for a young man or woman. So I would highly encourage you to do that. But the thing is about after year two, they start thinking they know what more than you do, right? So you have to be ready for that. You also need to have a binding contract. Me, yes, we have contracts, but at the end of the day, there's a do not compete and a four-year contract. But at the end of the day, they're worth what they're wrote on. So hiring the right people, you can't teach good morals, good work ethic. You can hone those skills like any skill. But if you start off with someone who's raised right, it goes so, so much better. I would highly advise that. And you're educating the youth. And if parents find out that's how you handle your stuff and you're being good to them and educating them, they're going to seek you out instead. So it really is a worthwhile cause. But the 4 years, a lot of people say, man, that's too long. I say, yeah, right. At the last 2 years, I finally get paid back for all the effort from the first 2 years. And then everybody wants to say it takes what, 10,000 hours to be an expert at something, right? Well, 50 hours a week, 50 weeks in a year, that's 2,500 hours a year times four is 10,000 hours, whatever that's worth. But it's true. Kelton and Jeb are with us now, and Kelton's like at 4.5 years, and Jeb's at four. They're amazing. Tyler graduated. He stayed here till five. It's proven. It absolutely works. And you don't have to be an excellent teacher. You just have to be able to take yourself out of it and spend time helping them. And what results is your business will be able to run on its own, like mine does. I can leave with Jamie, and she goes to 100 rodeos a year, and I probably make it to at least 80 of them. And that's my goal. That's my why. Find your why, just like that person that's depending on you. I've seen rodeo break up a lot of families. I said that's not going to happen to mine. So we go together, and our business runs on itself. And I do believe that's a gift from God. I do believe that you are can do similar things in your business, I don't believe any of us are really maximizing our life. I think there's still more on the table. So what did we learn today? Let's go back, okay? I can help you be a better you. What do you have to do? You need to get more time, and you're going to do that by assessing your business, because we're all selling our time to someone, right? So the short version is that you're going to look at your books and you're going to break them down into A, B, C, and D, and then you're going to raise the bottom portion. But to do that, to validate a raise, you're going to improve yourself. You're going to make whatever changes your business needs to go up a level. You're going to change whatever you need to up your education. Then on top of that, you're going to scale your business. You're going to bring on some really great help. You're going to search them out, and they're going to search you out once you get a reputation for doing it, because you're helping others. At the end of the day, you cannot cheat people. Jim Collins says it all starts with the people. There's never a good time to hire a bad employee, he says in the book, Good to Great, and never a bad time to hire a good employee. And when you do run into that good employee possibility, you just get them on the bus, even if you don't got a seat. That's what he said. And good is the enemy of great. Right now, you might be doing good. Right now, you might like where you're at in life. But I promise you, it can get better. Whatever you want, it's possible. Talk to God. Look at yourself. See what you can do better. Treat people how they want to be treated. I hope you have a great day. And God bless America. And if this helped you in any way, please rate and review. We're trying to grow this podcast. I really hope you have the best life. I wish you the best with your family. Have a great day.